What makes us such a good team?
I mean, I guess the fact that you're, like, super, super nice and are never mean to anybody, and I'm kind of a horrible person. So I feel like you keep me from going crazy and just, you know, roasting everyone. And I mean, I guess that's kind of it, is you're the one good part of our team, really?
What is your favorite memory of us?
Probably when we went to the concert together, and, like, obviously neither of us really fit in there. Like, I love that kind of screamo music, and you were, like, cool with it, you know? And it was really funny, because everybody else there was, like, dyed hair, all black and leather, and, like, crazy eyeliner, and all this crap. And we're here, like, brown and blonde hair, two girls in like, middle school. Like, it was ridiculous. But, I mean, I guess we made a lot of memories out of that, and it was really funny and fun and kind of weird.
Yeah. I loved that we were probably in the younger...
Oh, yeah, we were, like, some of the youngest people there. But, I feel like that was, like, really fun, and you were totally cool with going, which was the weird part, because
it's not something that seems like I would...
Like, no, not at all. And like, I had talked to tons of other people trying to get people to the concert, and it had gone on for months where I couldn't find anybody to go, and I was like, maybe I won't ask Alexis, you know, she's not really into that. And then you decided to go with me, and it was super cool. So, that was probably it.
If this is our last conversation, what would you want to tell me?
Thank you, I guess, because, like, you've taught me so much, and you keep me, you know, grounded, and every time I've ever felt alone or that I didn't have any friends, you were there. So, if there was just two of us out there, you'd still be my friend, and you'd still be nice to me, and I don't think we've ever really not been friends, you know? Like, I can't remember a time where we weren't friends. Like,
what would your life be like without me?
Oh my god, I'd be a total loner. Like, I mean, I'm kind of weird, I guess, and I've never really, like, sure, I connect with people all the time, but you're the one person that if something totally fails and I totally embarrass myself and I'm never going to be friends with that person again, I can always come back to you, and you're always going to be there for me. But, I don't know what my life would be like without you, honestly. I'd be a total loser. Not that I'm not, but, like, you know what I mean. I don't know how my life would be like without you. I can't even imagine. Like, oh my god.
Do I ever annoy you?
It's kind of the fact that you don't really, you know, trust in yourself and have the kind of respect for yourself that I have for you. You're a really, like, talented person and individual, and you don't give yourself enough credit for the awesome things you do. You're super nice and insanely creative and a great athlete. And you always say, you know, you're always talking about how you don't do good at sports or you're not good at that or you're not good at that. But in reality, you're, like, one of the strongest, you know, people I know in general. So, I mean, that's kind of what annoys me is not, like, that you're an annoying person. It's that you don't see yourself the way I see you.